I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Welcome, everybody. Happy Saturday. It's supposed to be dry. It's beautiful outside. The sun is shining. And according to my watch, 5 minutes in to the Color Me Katie 5K, this is their fifth year doing it. I've talked about it in the past. It is a 5K charity going on out in Goochland. You can still donate to it. And speaking of charities, check out Friendship Circle. Tomorrow is Jeff Katz. Been talking about it for a while. They are having a bowling charity. I would have gone, but one, I suck at bowling, and two, I messed up my shoulder. So it's just one of those things. Getting older, I'm okay with it. I'm joined by producer Paul. Paul, how have you been, sir?
I'm good, man.
I appreciate you getting up early on a Saturday.
Sure. Absolutely.
Especially since I know that you have a new slave driving master during the week. You've become Jeff Katz producer.
No, yes.
Matt's left.
Yeah, no, he moved on, and so I am now the full-time producer for Jeff Katz from Monday to Friday in the afternoons, and it's been good. It's a lot of fun.
A little bit more varied than what you were doing, right? Because
yes.
You were mostly sports.
Yeah, I was mostly, well, it's funny, I started out here producing the morning show on the sports station on what was formerly Fox Sports 910, now 910 The Fan.
The Fan.
I did the morning show there for a year and a half. Then I left that show and started doing more operation stuff, day-to-day stuff in the building, and I started working here on WRVA more often, and now here I am as the producer of the Jeff Katz Show, which it's been good.
It's wonderful to have you. I appreciate you getting up early and pushing all the right buttons. I have all kinds of stuff to talk about today. I hope you did tune in earlier to the early show, 6 to 8, 10 until noon is what we do every Saturday.
The Color Me Katie.
Joanne.
Yes, hello.
Hello, sweetheart. How's the Color Me Katie 5K going?
It's great. It's getting off to a great start. Colors flying everywhere. Pure mayhem.
How many colors are you by now?
What colors am I? Just a little pink and purple, but, you know, it's just getting started.
All right. So how's the crowd out there? Are we looking at about the same amount of people we had last year? Maybe a few more?
Pretty much. I think maybe a little bit more.
Excellent. So how do you feel about the idea of you did a 10K a couple weeks ago, so 5K is going to be like a piece of cake?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, this is I've got this. This is going to be a breeze. Oh, color bombed.
Keep it away from the phone, hon. We can't afford a new cell phone right now. I'm glad that people are showed up. Did we have any music or anything like that going on this year? Because I missed last.
No, it's kind of a except for the color bombs. It's a pretty no frills event.
Aw, well, at least all the money is going to the YMCA Leadership Fund. And sweetheart, I am really glad you went out there and represented Casa de McCann.
Yes, that's what I do. Represent.
All right. Well, look, keep on walking, keep on schlepping, and I will see you in a couple of hours.
Awesome.
Love you, hon.
Love you too.
Bye. Joanne Lee McCann,
Why is it every time I feel like I'm in here, she's running somewhere? She's like doing some sort of event where she runs.
Well, here's the thing, okay?
I kid you not, the last time I was in here, she was at an event, she was at 5K.
She was at the Monument 10K.
That's what it was, yeah.
Okay, well, so let me explain how this happened.
She gets around.
Now, easy. here's what happened. She got a job working for a trophy company. Oh, 7-8 months ago, with a bunch, and mostly millennials, mostly millennials working there, and they all came up to her and said, "We're gonna do the Monument 10K. We want to do it as a team. We can do it together." And she kind of got guilted into it. So she did she called in from the 10K because she got there, she got with her team, and the moment that they went go, they took off and just left my wife just walking. And so
that's cold.
It is cold. Now, of course, you know, the Color Me Katie is a memorial of my niece who we lost about 6 years ago. And my brother always like, "You're going to be there, right? You're going to be there, right? You're going to be there, right?" And I want to be there. But, you know, when you work on Saturday, when Saturday's your main day of work, it's hard to say, "Boss, I can't be there on Saturday." So last year I said, we were only engaged, like, "Honey, would you represent us and for the family at the Color Me Katie?" And she's like, "Okay."
And I schmooze her a little bit.
You know what?
Look,
we were engaged, and you know they're a keeper when you, because they'll go. She got up early on a Saturday, and I'm not there. All right, so she has to put up with my brother. So yeah, that's what she's doing. She's just representing the family. I mean, someday you're going to get married, and one of the hardest parts of marriage is integrating the two sides. You know, I haven't met your parents. I'm sure they're wonderful.
They're great people, yes.
Okay. But, you know, you're going to have to at some point ask yourself, are they going to get along with her parents? And there's going to be a little apprehension.
Right.
Then bringing them together. I'll be honest, I don't think my dad's met my father-in-law and mother-in-law yet. Mm. He was sick during the wedding, and they don't come down very often. But, I mean, they will. They met my mom.
You're halfway there.
I was apprehensive.
Of course, you're the one that's going to be most apprehensive. Like, "Oh, I hope this goes well."
No, I'm afraid she's going to just blow the whole act. You know, "He told you he's what?" No.
Yeah.
No.
"He said what?" No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
Let me tell you.
He's a much worse human being than that.
Let me tell you some stories.
Do you want to see pictures of him doing just awful things? That kind of stupid stuff. But, no, she's representing, and here's the thing, we've been doing the Zacharias Ganey. Instead of going and doing her workout, she's doing a 5K, so I think that will work itself out. So if you want to donate, please just type in Color Me Katie with a K for the color, and the money does go to the YMCA Leadership Council, I think is what it's called. My niece was a member, and it's good to keep those young people active. I have a whole thing later about teenagers, depression, and joining things. Had a really intense conversation with a friend of mine who was worried about her daughter. And I don't know why people come to me for certain things. I'm not beating myself up, I'm not beating them up. It's just, sometimes I guess I'm just a sympathetic ear. Maybe that's it. It was intense, and I was really honored that they would give me that responsibility, I guess is the word I'm looking for. I do the best I can. So 345-1140 is how you get through to the show. Tell me what is going on in your world. Some of the things we're going to touch on. Safety equipment, things I need you to buy if you're going to be doing stuff around the house, and I'm going to give you every single reason why you should do it, because I didn't, and guess what? I'm paying the price. Getting a puppy. Yeah, we'll talk about that too. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann, News Radio WRVA. Welcome to the home show. 345-1140 is the phone number. So last night, as usual, for those of you who follow me on Facebook, and I know, Paul, do you Facebook, or are you an Instagram guy, or are you a tweeter, or a tweaker, or whatever they call it? I think tweakers are something different, actually.
Yeah, I think they are. But I would say I probably spend more time on Twitter for, I mean, it sounds weird, but informational purposes. Because I follow a lot of sports reporters
right.
and news guys, and so I'm looking for news, you know, different stuff about my teams, whatever. So I'm probably on Twitter a lot, but I don't use them. Like, I don't tweet out a lot. I don't put stuff on Facebook that often either.
I interviewed one of the guys from HGTV. It's the new Trading Places Spaces guy. And I said, man, follow me on Facebook. He's like, I haven't touched my Facebook in forever. He uses Instagram. I'm like, okay, I can't keep up with this stuff. But for those of you who do follow me on Facebook, last night I put up the standard question. Every Friday night I do the same thing. What do you want to talk about? And I happened to mention we are thinking about adopting a dog. Now, one, I'm not sure if I am falling for peer pressure or if it's just a matter of I love my wife and she wants one, or maybe it's even one of those situations where, like, you know, when you have a couple that doesn't have kids, they tend to hang out with other couples that don't have kids. Not that I don't hang out with people that do have kids, it's just not as much. And so in the last couple of weeks, in the last couple of weeks, our friend Ashley, she got a new dog. And then my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, they got a new dog. And if you listen to me and my wife, who spends more time looking at puppy and cat videos on Facebook and Twitter than anything, I hear, ah, and I'm like, oh, she's looking at him again. Or I'm asleep and I hear, hee, 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 and I'm like, oh, she's looking at him again. And she's never had a pet of her own. And she's never had a dog. She grew up with cats. So now I'm at a crossroads and I've pretty much agreed. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not the master of the house. We have a very communicative relationship. We make decisions together. I've said it before. It's the only way to make things work. And so I did feel, I will admit, did you ever have pets when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I grew up with dogs.
Okay. So at any point, did you say, I want a dog, and your dad just looked at you like, you're going to be the one taking care of it?
Oh, yeah. When we were kids, we went through a couple, but after our first one died when we were younger, it was a couple years before we got another dog, but we were like really pestering him about it. But yeah, he would, well, you know, you got to take care of him. Make sure you do this and this and this, because I don't want to be the one to take. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Heard that speech plenty of times.
Is it completely terrible that I kind of did that with my wife?
No, I mean, I don't know if you're, it depends on if you really are worried that you might be the one that ends up taking care of
him. You know what? I don't think I am. I don't think I am, but I did. I expressed that to her. It's like one point, I'm like, you know, I'm going to need your help on this. And then I realized that as much as she dotes on the cat, give her a dog and
would it be worse than with the cat?
I think I might end up on the sofa because, you know, the dog will just take my place at the foot of the bed. And I'm like, I can't even get, that was my only rule. Dogs don't sleep on the bed.
Yeah,
my
I'm with you on
rule,
that.
My yeah, only rule.
Not a big fan of dogs in the bed.
You know, the cat climbs up there, but it's a cat, who cares? But dogs, not on the bed.
Yeah.
So, my friends, what we're trying to figure out was what to get as far as a dog. You know, she likes corgis. I like corgis. Then she likes those Spuds McKenzie dogs. I'm not a fan, but hey, you know, happy wife, happy life. And then I realized, and we had discussed for a while, actually, that, well, everything in our house was a rescue. I mean, if you really look at it, my cat,
Tara. I adopted her from the Richmond SPCA. She was given up, which on I want to be a jerk and say, how dare you give up a pet? You know, it's your responsibility. You made the decision to take that thing in. You know what? I can't do that. I really can't. You never can tell what a situation is going to be, and it's not a child. And, oh, wow. Let's hold on. Okay. I figured when I said that, the phone lines would blow up.
That it's not a child?
That it's not a child. You know, because people say, oh, it's my fur baby. I'm sorry.
I'm a dog mom.
I'm a dog mom. I'm a dog daddy.
Yeah, can't do that.
I can't. Let's remember, before anything I say about pets, remember, I grew up on a farm.
Yeah, so your relationship with pets is a little bit different. Because my dad, same thing. We had the same problem when our dog died and we were kids. You know, it was devastating. We were crying, oh, our dog's dead. And my dad always said, you know, I was sad because you guys were sad, but for me, I grew up on a farm. Animals died, and you buried them, you moved on. It's a different feeling.
It doesn't mean that farm kids don't have that relationship.
But it doesn't mean you don't care.
No, it doesn't mean we don't care. And I mean, when my dog Caesar was killed, he didn't die. Somebody let him out of my fence on purpose when I wasn't home just to screw with me. Yes, I was very upset. But when someone sent me chicken soup for the pet owner's soul, I nearly lost my mind because, no, I'm not that kind of guy. But, I mean, when I was growing up, you know, we had dogs, quite a few dogs. And when it came their time, you know how people say, you know, he was old and we had to take care of him. We just took him and had him put down. That didn't happen for us. We grew up on a farm. We would, you know, the dog would be older. And then one day, dog was gone. You know, if you, what was that Owen Wilson movie that about the dog? I think,
is that Marley and Me?
Marley and Me.
Yeah.
You know, a gut-wrenching movie, yes. But they keep talking about how when it's the dog's time, they just kind of go off and do their thing. That's what I grew up with. And I think that's what your dad was dealing with because it's not there in your face.
Right.
And I think that's the big difference between, farm kids and well, for lack of suburb or city kids, we don't deal with it because it wasn't there right in front of us. But look, I'm off topic. We'll talk about this, what I'm going to have to do, what we're going to have to go through. And I want people's opinions and advice on getting a new dog because, you know, she's decided she wants one. I think it'll be great for us. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann on News Radio WRVA. So, Paul, it seems like, I mean, you've been here, what, 2 years?
Yeah, two and a half.
Two and a half. Doesn't seem like your radio voice has gotten any better if somebody thinks you're an answering machine.
I suppose I sound too robotic still. I would have thought 2.5 years, yeah, that wasn't a problem.
I mean, don't I give you enough to, that's the joy of being on my show. You get to talk. So what happened? That's why I called in and said, what?
I've never had this happen before, for the record, in 2.5 years here of screening calls.
Sure,
and stuff. Never
yes.
had this happen, mm-hmm. I promise. I answer the phone as I always do, and I suppose this caller thought I was a voicemail or an
Hello.
Answering service
so
or whatever.
So you answered it, hello, WRVA.
I must have. they must have heard beeping in the background, or I don't know, I'll let you know after I change my batteries, but... They just said, I'd like to leave a message for Richard McCann. And they said their message.
What's
then
the message?
The message was about dogs.
Okay.
And get your wife a golden retriever. That was their message. They ended the message by saying, okay, thank you, goodbye. And I was trying to say bye, like, okay, no, I'm here. I'm real. I'm human. Didn't work.
That's one of the greatest things.
So you have an automated producer now or something like that.
Oh, okay, first of all, do not say that out loud too often around here because if Entercom comes up with a way to automate you,
we might still be a long way from that.
But we know what the old company would have done. They would have replaced you with a toaster with arms if they could have done it.
Oh, yeah.
So. 3-4-5-11-40. Ginger and Chester.
Hey.
Hey.
Here you're looking for dogs, and you didn't like having a German Shepherd.
No, whoa. I've had three German Shepherds, actually.
Oh,
I have.
I got the second hand from my husband. He said there was one that didn't work out. He was listening.
No,
and he said I needed to talk to you. So when I start talking about dogs, it may be too long an involved conversation to be on radio. But
well, break it. You know, give me the cliff notes.
I was going to ask you what, you know, how much energy do you want to put in? You're looking for a low energy dog.
I want a dog that thinks it's a sofa doily. No, the thing is, one of the upsides of getting a dog, it will get us up and walking on several times a day. I have a backyard that I can take them out and play with, and there's a beautiful bark park not far from the house. But at the same time, please continue.
You work. Yeah.
Do I? Not as much as, you know, there have been days when my wife has left work, come home, and said, "What'd you do all day?" I'm like, "I binged watch Doom Patrol." So that has happened. But you know, we're
probably, if you don't want, I would avoid Dalmatians.
Oh hell no! And you know what? I'm going to say this now, and I don't want any haters calling me up. It is just because I've been bitten and I'm scared. I'm not getting a pit bull.
I had best dog I had in the world was a pit mix. And if you told me before I got her whether I would have ever wanted anything with pit in her, I would have told you were crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she was crossed with Lab. And I'm pretty sure Doberman and German Shepherd, Doberman, German Shepherd, and Lab are in the top 10 for obedience training intelligence.
Right.
But there's a jolliness to the bully breeds that she had that was, she had very powerful jaws, but she had also a soft mouth like a Lab. So she could go and carry a baby bird 200 feet without going and crushing it. Now, if you left her to play with the baby bird, well, before, you know.
She's going to eat it because that's what she's supposed to do.
Well, she would have played it and it wouldn't have turned out for the baby bird, and, you know, if I hadn't retrieved it from her mouth.
Right. Well, Ginger, come on, cliff notes, babe.
Retrievers are good. I would go with a Lab rather than a Golden because you'll have hair everywhere. I like a lot of the herding and working breeds, which are also very easy to train. I would avoid anything like Huskies or any of the Spitz-type northern breeds because they are not good at training. They like to run, and they look to pull the crap out of you.
Right.
I adore Shelties. They're highly trainable. They're also in the top 10 for obedience training.
All right, Ginger, thank
training
you.
Training is worth every single penny. Anyway. Thank As I said.
All right, Ginger. I will talk to you soon. 345-1140. Doug in Colonial Heights.
Oh, 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 how you doing, Richard?
I am not getting a reindeer.
We had an American bulldog that was rescued, and she was like 3 years old, had been birth to death. She had like 3 or 4 litters, and that was the most docile, loving, unbelievably friendly, fun dog I've ever had in my life. And she died Christmas before last. And my wife had to get a German Shepherd. We have a Shepherd now and 2 little wiener dogs. The Shepherd is a pain in the butt, but I love her to death. But she's just being a puppy. She eats everything.
Thing with Shepherds is they're puppies until they're like 5.
Months.
Years.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, but height, growth-wise and everything.
Oh, no, they're full grown by 6 months, but, I mean, they have rocks in their skulls until they're like 3.
Oh, yeah, it's just like kids and grandkids sometimes. Ooh.
Oh, no, that's till like they're 18 or 19.
Yeah, even then. Hey, Richard, I got a question. I repainted my front porch railings this past week.
Sure.
And I'm still wearing some of the Rust-Oleum paint, but nonetheless, the bottom bracket is loose, and the bolts in there are stuck in the brick. And I'm trying to figure out what I can do to back those out or to re-drill at least one open hole and secure that railing.
How loose is it?
It's wiggly. I mean, we've never had anybody have an issue with it, but it's just wiggly. There's four other brackets, and they're pretty secure going up and around the top of the porch.
Hey, Doug, do yourself a favor. Yeah. Try shooting some Gorilla Glue into it.
Yo, I got that for everything else. I'm going to go ahead and do that right now.
There you go, brother. Got to go.
Thank you, bud. Later.
Later. And Dick in Portsmouth.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
All right. First off, the guy that said he lived on the farm, that dog didn't go off and die and do his thing. His dad shot it, okay?
That's not true.
And if you're picking a dog, try a Jindo, J-I-N-D-O.
J-I-N-D-O. What is that, a Japanese breed?
No, it's a Korean dog.
Oh, okay. I will look, okay.
Real nice dogs, except they're kind of like cats. They use their front feet a lot.
They scratch?
Well, no, but, you know, if they're, you know, doing whatever that they're doing, playing or whatever, you know, expect their feet to be the first thing there.
Okay. All right. I will look that up. See, that's the nice thing. There is a rescue for every breed out there.
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Dick.
Okay, man. Bye-bye.
Later. Wow. I knew this would be okay. Campbell in Petersburg.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
Hey, I haven't heard the whole show, so I don't know if anyone has suggested this, but since you said you wanted to sleep in your bed, do not get a Shih Tzu. They're bred basically to sleep in the bed. So they stay in the bed. I've been excommunicated because of the Shih Tzu.
Honey,
I'm gonna tell you, a good dog to get, because they don't care about that, is a schnauzer, miniature schnauzers, and plus they're very good if you have a problem with allergies.
Uh-huh.
But they are so independent. And if she's the person that likes a cuddly, touchy-feely dog, that's not the one. But the Shih Tzu, oh, you cannot hug them enough. They do not care whose lap it is that they jump up on. They are horrible guard dogs because they run to anybody and just want to jump up and get affection. So they're terrible, but they're a perfect woman dog.
But
you won't have a life in the bedroom after the dog gets there.
But Campbell, seems like if that dog will run to anybody for affection, your wife can come home one day and say, it ran to that guy, that stranger, and just wanted affection, ran off down the street, don't know what happened.
They will, and the thing is, when you walk, every time you turn around, they're there. They constantly either walk behind you or in front of you, constantly looking back, like, where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going?
No. I don't need that. Oh, no, I don't need that. All right. No Shih Tzus.
Don't get one.
I got it. All right. No Shih Tzus.
Bye-bye.
So, honestly, I'm leaning towards a mutt, but hey. Motorcycle Mike.
Brother, what's up?
Not too much. How do you like your new puppy?
So he's doing great, man. So we named him Bo. We got him from the pound. So I encourage you. I believe that you're friends with Robin Starr. So I think that you should reach out to Robin Starr and help get her to help you place you with the right dog.
I do know Robin. That is a good idea. I mean, we're looking at a couple of different rescues. I don't need a pure breed. You know, being a mutt myself, I know my temperament's pretty good.
You need to also prepare yourself because we got Bo and we knew he had a few issues, like he had a little conjunctivitis going on, and we could tell he had like maybe some yeast infection in his ear. So we took him to the vet for the first time yesterday, and he's now on seven different medications. The vet says that he's got a chronic allergy issues, and he'll probably have it his whole life. And we dropped a boatload of cash yesterday. So understand you're walking into a responsibility, both from giving love to the animal to a financial responsibility. So I think your direction in going for a mutt is a good idea. They have the least amount of issues. They're the healthiest dog you can get. And if I truly believe that if you rescue an animal from the pound or the SPCA, they know it and they love you that much more. So I encourage you guys to go that route.
All right, we're going to look into it. And Mike, I will see you tomorrow night for the finale of Game of Thrones.
Excellent.
Later.
Later.
345-1140, John Prince William, George, I'll get to you. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. My lady and I are considering getting a dog. You know, a little house, a little backyard, and people are giving advice. I'll take it. Come on. John in Prince George.
Richard.
John.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, sir.
Oh, me too, man. It's a beautiful day out. I'm making puppy food. I have the perfect puppy for you.
You know what? You sent me pictures last night of a six-year-old blackface that you've got.
A blackface cur is what that breed is called.
He's called a cur?
That's what they call it. It's an actual breed.
Okay.
Long story short, no, no, we're on the radio. All my woofers were howling and constantly like somebody was here.
Okay, wait a minute, John, because people don't know your story. You run a wolf rescue?
Not an official. It's a private home, not a rescue.
Okay.
I mean, we've dealt with over, I don't know, 9 or 10 fosters now. But anyway, no, they don't know me, but I mean, we're not a zoo. But
I didn't say you were.
I know you didn't. I don't want people to think I am, but all my animals were going nutty cuckoo one day. And I was like, what in the hell? Who's here? And I kept walking out front. And I'm looking. And I can't find anything. This animal was trying to get into my backyard.
Really?
Yeah. It turns out, long story short, divorce case, they pissed off old lady, dumped the dog in my neighborhood with no collar. Unfortunately for her, he was Chip. And we tracked down the owner, which was the husband, to be divorced. And the husband shows up with no leash, and he's like, can you foster the dog for me? Well, you know how that goes. You end up with a dog.
Right.
And we did. But he's got perfect paperwork. He won't sleep on your bed. He loves cats. He's just a lazy, big-headed, 60-pound pupper.
Well, it was getting late, so I couldn't reply on Facebook, but I did show him to my wife, and we are planning on contacting you later today and take a look.
Okay. Hey, you're more than welcome. Come down today, tomorrow, whatever you want. Hang out, drink a beer. I'm not trying to press you on the radio.
Oh, no. And that's the thing. If it's not the right dog for us, it's not the right dog for us. I understand that.
Right.
And I think you do, too.
He's perfectly fine. He's fine here. He doesn't need to go anywhere, but he doesn't like my bigger dogs. He's scared of them. Mm-hmm. They don't like him. And I can't bring in my Hansi Poo, who's a woofer, because of him, because the two of them want to kill each other. So it's not a good environment for him, but he'll give him a chair. He's going to sleep on the chair most of the day until you wake him up. He's got papers. He's fixed. He's chipped. He's up to date on his shots. I think he's coming due this year.
Well, John, I will give you a call later this evening, all right?
All right, I'll be here, man.
Thank you, sir.
Good talking to you.
Yes, sir. 345-1140. Dave in Chesterfield.
Yeah, Richard, I got a suggestion for a really sweet, lovable dog, and I've had him all my life.
What's that?
I had a Neapolitan Mastiff. I had two of them.
Big dog.
Big dogs, but the most loving type of dogs I've ever had. And you want to talk about low energy.
I mean, I love the Mastiffs. My buddy Alan, he raises or he has wolfhounds. What's always bothered me about the bigger breeds is it's such a short relationship.
Well, ours lasted about 12 years.
Okay, that's amazing, because most of your Mastiffs, they're like six.
Now, these lasted a lot longer than that. As a matter of fact, one died of old age. The other one got a type of cancer. And like I said, sweet dogs. I've also had Bassets, and they're good dogs, too. They're a little more energetic.
Yeah, but with Bassets, you get all the time.
Very loud, yes.
Bassets can be jerks.
Nice about a Mastiff like that, you got your home built in security system. If anybody looks in a window and sees that dog right there, they're not going to touch you, thinking that big dog is, you know,
going to eat them.
Correct.
All right. I'll keep it in mind. I'll bring it up to the wife. I appreciate it, Dave.
Enjoy your show very much.
Thank you. 345-1140. Jack and Chester.
Yes, sir. I have two rescues, one Spaniel and one Terrier, and I highly recommend either one.
Okay, now, where did you get your rescues from? Because I was hoping more people would tell me about what rescue group they went to.
The Spaniel came from Chesterfield Dog Pound, and the rescue came from an owner who had bad health, so she gave us a dog because she couldn't take care of it. But the Spaniel, you come home, there's two tails wagging, jumping up. So glad to see you. Either dog.
Oh, isn't that the best part? Because you come home to cats and they're like, feed me.
Yeah, the best on the Spaniel last year, he got awfully sick. I spent $6,000 to save his life. It was well worth it.
Yeah, we're back to that. I grew up on a farm thing, you know?
Yes, sir.
All right. Sorry, Jack. Thanks for calling in. Yeah. Hey, yeah, I'm sorry. Love animals. But not $6,000. And last, Bill in Chesterfield.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
If you want a dog that will love you unconditionally and is gentle as rain with adults as well as kids, you can't go wrong with a Gordon Setter.
I've never even heard of. Do you know what a Gordon Setter is, Paul?
You know, you know what Irish Setters are.
I do.
Irish Setters are red. English Setters are white and brown. Gordon Setters are black and tan. And if you pull them up, you know, just put in Gordon Setter on YouTube, and they've got tons of videos out there showing you Gordon Setters. They're beautiful dogs. Like I said, they're gentle as rain. We've owned three of them, and you just cannot go wrong with them. They love you unconditionally, and they're just great dogs to have. Unfortunately, we've had to bury three. We can't stand to bury another one, so we don't have any more dogs. We enjoy our neighbor's dogs now.
I tell you what I'm going to tell you to do. I know it sounds awful. When you lose an animal and you say, I'm not going to get another one, remember there's one out there that needs a home no matter what and will love you unconditionally. And I
understand that. But
I'm going to say, look, man, I'm telling you, been there, done it. But thanks. I will look up a Gordon Setter, and thanks for calling the show.
Okay, you got one quick question.
Very quick, because I got 10 seconds.
Yeah, you did an advertisement a while ago about some company that will look for mildew. What was the name of that company?
Air Resolutions.
Air Resolutions. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This, my friends, is the Home Show. News Radio WRVA.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to hour number dos of the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann. You are humble home improvement guru. Thanks everybody calling in about options. Paul, you want to know how damaged some of our listeners are?
Oh boy.
Okay, have you ever been around when my boy Boo sends me messages?
Your boy who?
Boo.
No, I don't think so.
Boo's been listening for a while. He sends me this message. He's a heavies machine operator.
Okay.
He said, Richard, you need a goat. They are a multi-purpose pet. If you get tired of them, you can eat them, and it's not frowned upon like eating a dog. I have some messed up people listening to this show.
Well, it's one option, I guess.
Now, wait a minute.
You could also milk it, too, if you needed to.
Okay, see, you just led me right into my story back to when I grew up on a farm.
With goats, I'm assuming.
My mom decided to get goats, and she decided to milk the goats. Then she decided to pasteurize the milk, and instead of us buying milk, we had goat milk. May I tell you a few things? One, those of you who watch those cute goat videos where they're like, boinky, 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 boinky. Yes, that is a certain type of goat. That's not the goats I had. That's not the goat experience I had. Two, I do not eat goat cheese, goat butter, goat milk, none of it. Why? Because we had goat's milk in the house, and it tastes to me the same way a goat smells. Oh, not going to do it. So, no goats for Casa de McCann. And another thing people don't realize, you say, oh, they'll eat your lawn. I don't have a big lawn, but goats don't eat anything below their kneecap. So, I mean, they're great for, like, clearing tall, tall grass. And there's a couple of different goat companies out there where you can, like, rent a herd of goats to clear some land for you. I've had several people I know that have done that, but I don't have the space, and I really don't want a goat. No. What we're going to do, here's what's going to happen. And everybody is, you know, people called in with some just terrific breeds. I agree with you. Everything sounded really great. Mastiff seemed a little bit much for me. Just saying. But one, I'm not a big fan of pure breeds. Because I don't really feel pure breeds should exist. Ooh, what does that mean, Richard? What did you just say? Why did you say that? Because pure breeds didn't exist until like about 1850. That's when some Brits got together and they said, you know what, if we started crossbreeding dogs just for certain traits, wouldn't that be cute? And not all, you know, someone sent me a message, get a Chesapeake Retriever, because there's so few, there's not a lot of inbreeding, because they're so rare, excuse me. That's what I worry about when I see pure breeds. I worry about inbreeding. I worry about recessive genes. I mean, you think about people say, oh, I got a pug, but it breeds really hard. Same thing with bulldogs. You get a German Shepherd, people say, German Shepherds, they have a lot of hip dysplasia, because back in the 70s, they were bred to death. All these different pure breeds, I'm not saying they're bad dogs. That has nothing to do with what I'm saying. I'm just saying that genetically, I worry about things like that. I think we're going to somehow probably end up with a mutt of some type, because that's kind of the way a dog should be. You know, just natural selection, they go back and forth. Two, we are going to probably, if not, you know, and John calls up, he's got a great dog. We're going to meet it, and he's one of those people understands if it's the right dog for us, it is. If it isn't, it isn't. We do have to find the right dog for us. We have to take in things like, how often are people home? I'm home a little bit more than my wife. You know, but we're both going to walk it. Does that mean, it means maybe we'll get a walk in the morning and a walk in the evening. We'll see what happens. We don't have a very big house. It's going to have to be a smaller dog, 60 pounds or less. Yeah. At least. I mean, maybe even 40 pounds or less. I'm not sure. Depends on the dog. Maybe it's just really stocky. We're going to need something that is mellow. Again, small house. And we need something that's good with cats. A lot of people have told me, well, then get a puppy. You know, that way you can train the puppy. Well, actually, the cats will train the puppy to get along with the cats. And I respect that, but that just leads to other things I've got to deal with. You know, I have to deal with potty training. You heard me in the last hour talk about my dog, Caesar. Caesar was an amazing German Shepherd. He was my first. He was actually technically a Belgian Shepherd. He was potty trained in a week. I housebroke it in a week. He was brilliant. He was loving. I adored him. When I moved into Casa de McCann, we had a fence, but it wasn't a great fence. Somebody let him out on purpose. And that was really disappointing. Carol in Colonial Heights.
Good morning, Richard. Hope you're having a good day.
We are.
I have a couple of suggestions.
Okay.
I agree with you with having mutt dogs. They are the best. But I also think the rescue dogs or dogs that have been being held until somebody can find the right dog is a really good way to go. You might check some of the vet's offices. You might call the SPCA.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't have them in hand, then they likely know of people who are keeping them until somebody can come in and get them. And you're right to go and spend a little time and see what dogs, how it gels with you and the dog too.
We were actually talking with the Louisa Pet Rescue, they've got a couple dogs we're going to look at.
Well, the two I have right now are rescue dogs, and I haven't had a purchase dog in probably 30 years.
I've never had a purchase dog in my entire life.
Yeah, because the other dogs are just so much better. Now, I have, but check those things out, and you can, like, some of the vet's offices, if they don't have not taken a dog in, they know of somebody who has one. So, I mean, that way that opens you up to, and not just to rescue, because a lot of the rescue agencies may charge a tremendous amount. But if a vet gives you a recommendation, then you may be able to have that dog. I mean, that dog that you're thinking about, looking at, vet it to make sure that you're not getting into some issues.
All right, Carol, I'll take every bit of that advice. Thank you so much for calling.
I have one more question.
Sure.
The question is, what would you suggest when somebody's getting ready to put their house on the market? I know, make whatever repairs that you think, but is it anything else that you should do?
Yeah, hire me as your real estate agent.
I would like to hire you as the person to come in and inspect my potential home that I'm going to be buying.
I tell you what, why don't you contact me, richmccann@hotmail.com.
I sure will. Thank you.
Thank you. 345-1140. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 345-1140 is the phone number. Now, why am I so apprehensive about this? Why am I talking about this so much? Because here's a story, and it's true. Remember, first of all, the breed I grew up with was Whippets. No, not that stuff that you put in the balloon and you go, no, that's a different Whippet entirely. You ever heard of Whippets, Paul?
Yes, I have, actually.
Okay. Yeah, like Greyhounds, except smaller and much faster.
Yeah, when I was in high school, a team that we played, one of our rivals, I guess you could say, their nickname was the Whippets, actually.
Did you laugh a lot?
No, we were too busy getting our rear ends kicked by them, but yeah. I always thought that was strange.
You got your butts kicked by Whippets.
Yeah. That... Well, they were a much bigger, nicer school. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Right.
Them darn rich kids with their equipment that doesn't have duct tape on it.
Yeah, all their talent.
And breeding.
Yeah.
Stupid, good at playing sports. But that was on a farm. I've had two German shepherds, both. One was died because someone killed him. Another died of old age. The third shepherd I had, I rescued. This is what has me so incredibly apprehensive about getting a dog. I'm going to explain this to you. Several years ago, I knew some people that had a German shepherd mix, mostly shepherd. It was actually bred by a breeder, and they paid $750 or $800 for this dog. Lovely dog, beautiful dog, and they neglected it like nothing I've ever seen. They didn't beat the dog, they just neglected the dog. And it got to the point that well, someone took the dog, and I took it from them. They took the dog to the vet before I got it, and the vet himself said they wanted to know who had owned this dog because they were going to report them to the police. I said, you know what? I'm at home. I'm alone, and I like German Shepherds. I'll take the dog. She's sweet. She was sweet, but I didn't realize the level of PTSD this dog had, because when I left the house, she destroyed it. You know when you see those commercials where the dog is digging through the sofa? This dog did that. Its anxiety was through the roof. And I was beside myself wondering what to do. I couldn't take the dog to work, but I had to work. And so I put on Facebook. Oh, by the way, did I mention it shed like nothing I've ever seen before?
This was 2.5 years ago, and I'm still cleaning up hair.
So what I did is I put this dog on Facebook. I said, look, this dog needs a home with kids and room to run. It has a happy ending. And, oh, by the way, I named the dog Summer after one of the dogs from Game of Thrones. One of my brother Master Mason says he never looks at Facebook. That was the first time he had opened up Facebook in like 6 months. The first thing he saw was a picture of this dog and my post. He calls me up and says, Richard, we have a 13-year-old shepherd and we're looking to get a new shepherd. Because you want an older dog to train a younger dog. That's nature. I said, why don't we meet the, you know, you want to meet it? He goes, I've got 3 kids and we live on a farm like 186 acres. I said, this sounds good. Why don't you meet her? If you like her, it's great. Took her out to meet them. I got out of the car, put the leash on the dog, let the dog out of the car. She saw the kids and instantly forgot that I ever existed. She was all about those kids and about that couple. Turns out the wife was a German Shepherd trainer. They said, we want her. I said, you can have her. The funny thing is, he sends me a message like, we taught her to heal within like 1.5 hours. I'm like, I didn't know how to do that, and I'm glad she's happy. I ran into this gentleman. We're talking 2.5 years later. I ran into him at the last home show. He's dropped me a little. I've seen him a couple of times over the years. He said, Richard, Summer is the happiest, best dog I've ever had in my entire life. She loves to run. She loves to herd, and she plays with the kids and respects them. It's got to be the right fit. That's all I'm saying. Summer was not the right fit for me, but I'm glad that I took her, and I'm glad I found her a home. That's where I'm at. John in Suffolk.
Yes.
Yes.
It's Richard.
I hope so. I'm wearing his underwear.
Okay. A little bit over a year ago, you had a show when you're talking about toilets that had a like a blade turning around. So last year, my wife's in the hospital for an extended stay, 2 to 3 weeks. And while I was there, they changed the toilet. And I looked at it, and it doesn't resemble any toilet you would think of. It has specific instructions on how to clean it and not to use abrasive cleaners and so forth, like it might come apart. And it also notes that it has this blade in there.
A blade?
That turns up every, yes, a blade, like a wire or something with a sharp end. Presumably, they'd had problems with items being flushed in the toilet that weren't supposed to be. But they put that one in.
In your house?
No, in the hospital.
Okay.
And I just looked at it and I just backed up. I thought I'd get a chance and tell you about it.
Okay,
so
that sounds...
I don't know if that's...
That sounds bizarre. But you know what? It's got some kind of filter, I guess. So the blade will cut through certain objects. Are we understanding what I'm talking about here? I don't want to be gross.
Right, yeah.
But it will stop people from throwing like syringes and other things down the john.
Right.
Okay. I will. But
it's there and it's really I mean, your eyes will open up when you see it.
I'm terrified to look it up now, but I just might. Okay. Is your wife feeling better?
Well, no. She passed away last year in November.
I am sorry to hear that. I really am.
Well, thank you. And one thing, you were talking about dogs.
Yes.
I've had dogs all my life. Now, I don't have any. My age will indicate that. I don't want to fall, but I've had sheepdogs, I've had Labradors and all that, and the sheepdogs were great.
John,
they lay in the snow.
John, I've got 10 seconds, and I want you to listen to me very carefully. My grandfather was 97 years old with dementia when he passed away, and his little white dog was his best friend for the last 8 years of his life. Get yourself another dog.
That's great. Thank okay.
You. Bye, John.
Thank you, Rick.
This is The Home Show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. I think I turned on the wrong button there, Paul. Sorry about that.
I think you did, too. I was confused.
I was saying, you know, you're a really good producer. You do a nice job.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate that. 345-1140. Weighing in, Glenn Allen.
Good morning, Richard. I hope you're doing well.
Okay, in all honesty, I'm doing absolutely fantastic, except the fact I screwed up my shoulder again. But that being taken care of, it was my own fault. Totally my own fault.
Stop doing that. You have to remember, stop doing that.
I'm turning 47 in a couple of days, dude. It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I got two breeds for you that are really loving puppies. A toy poodle and a Jack Russell Terrier. They are loving dogs. They are companion dogs. Y'all talk about sitting and watching television. Either one of them will sit and watch TV with you. And
okay,
when they go out and do their business, it's the size of two beanie weenies, not the size of a half a gallon bucket.
The poodle I can understand, but Jack Russells and cats, can you imagine?
Oh, that's right. You've got cats. That
I
wouldn't work.
Two. Okay, and Jack Russells. Every Jack Russell I have met. Is insane. I mean, just bounces off the darn walls. I love them. If I had more space, I would do it. But no, the poop. My
oh, don't
dad.
Don't worry. I'm sure within another 3 months you'll be having new space.
How's that? I don't know. Here's the thing.
That's what Joanne is saying.
Now you know what? I'm going to say this real quick, and this is funny. We, as a married couple, we realized that. What we have a two-bedroom house, okay, with an upstairs that we never use. You know, that's where the pool table is. And we realize we just don't need any more space. Isn't that weird? Everybody wants a bigger house.
Weird?
Everybody says, oh, I need a bigger house. I need more space. We got space we don't even use because, well, we don't. But the poodle, my dad raised poodles when he was a young man.
Oh, I have one, and I just love it. It's just wonderful. They'll look at you and talk to you and do what you ask, and they're just loving animals.
Did you say toy poodles?
Yeah.
That's what my grandmother had one before she passed.
Yeah, it's about 7 pounds.
Yep. Yeah, it looks like a stuffed animal.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks, Wayne.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 345-1140. It's amazing the breeds that come in and out of our lives. Probably go with a mutt. The only question is, do we go with an older dog or do we go with a puppy? That's where I'm at right now. And I know what it takes to raise a puppy. You clean up a lot of pee, unfortunately. That's the downside. And I have hardwood floors. I have a couple of rugs. I have a couple of rugs I don't care about. That's fine, but hardwood floors, that's just not going to be good. Okay, here's a funny story. Ugh. Here's a story, and it's true. About dogs and accidents. Now, some of you out there might have an older house like mine. When I moved in to Casa de McCann, I had the most awful, ugly vinyl floor I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, it was hideous. And I wanted to do something different. Okay, well, let me take Jim real quick. Jim on a cell phone.
Hey, how you doing, Richard?
I'm good, Jim.
Listen, I know you've gotten a lot of suggestions from a lot of people that know a lot about dogs, and I'm not a dog expert. But I heard you have a cat of some kind. Is that correct?
Two of them.
Oh, okay. Now, I don't know whether this is true for everybody else, but it was for mine. We had a Karen, I think it's K-A-I-R-N, Karen Terrier. We bought many years ago from a breeder way back in the 80s. And the dog was just, it was like a human being. It was just an absolutely great dog. And later there were times that I had to keep my son's cat. My son's cat was a real pain in the ass. And the cat would try to find ways to pounce on the dog and so forth. And the Karen Terrier was just so person friendly and was even willing to ignore the damn cat. So, I don't know how either, because I was amazed. I'd watch that cat get up on a chair, wait for him to go by, and she'd swing at him, and he'd just look up at her and go on about his business.
And that's how Facebook memes are created.
And then he lived until he was 14 years old, and it was like losing a family member. It was a real heartbreak when he finally died, but he just was a great dog, a really very person-friendly and great with kids.
All right, I'll look up a Karen Terrier.
Okay, you take care.
Thank you, sir. All right, so 345114. Here's what I was trying to say. I had a really, really ugly floor in my... Oh, they're cute! Okay, don't do that to me. I've got a radio show to do right now. That's adorable. So I had this ugly floor in my kitchen. It was vinyl. That was hideous. And I know that it was over another floor that was the original floor. What was underneath that, I had no idea. It was probably pine planks. So I decide in my infinite wisdom, because I had just moved into the house, I'd already re-water piped it, I'd already opened up some walls, I'd already done a bunch of stuff. I was like, I am going to rip up this floor. I'm going to see what's underneath it, and I'm going to finish it. I knew how to refinish hardwood because I'd learned that back up in New York. And I just figured, pine, we'll see what happens. And so, thus, my friends, I start just ripping up vinyl. It's coming up bits and pieces. And then I get to the second layer, and it starts coming up. And underneath that is what I find. What do I find? Is tar paper. Now, way back in the day, what they would do as an underlayment for vinyl was put down tar paper. And I don't know what had this glued down. I couldn't begin to tell you, but I couldn't get it up. I tried paint stripper. That wouldn't work. I tried mineral spirits. That didn't work. I tried everything under the sun to try to dissolve this glue that was holding down this stuff to my the wood underneath it. None of it worked. It was just there. And so I'm beside myself. I don't know what to do. And my girlfriend at the time had to go away for a week and asked me if I would look after her dog. Sweet dog, kind dog, very low key. Sure, I'll look after the dog. And she knew, she was house trained, knew what she was doing. And I went to work. Well, it turns out that day, I got home from work a little bit later than I expected. I was worried that the dog had had an accident. And lo and behold, she did. She had an accident, but it was right by the back door in the kitchen on this tar paper. I let her out, and I apologized to the dog. I was very sorry that I wasn't there in time. And look, as a pet owner, if you can't do what needs to be done, look, like my cats, if you don't clean the litter box, guess what? They're going to poop someplace they shouldn't. That's not on them. That's on you. And if the dog poops or pees somewhere where it shouldn't, it's not on them. It is on you most of the time. So here's what made this a good thing. So I let her out. She does her business. I apologize to the dog. And then I go to clean up the pee on this tar paper. And the tar paper came up, peeled right up. The glue dissolved. Now, I know what you're thinking. So what'd you do? Pee on the tar paper? No, I didn't pee on the tar paper. That would have been a funnier story. What I realized, I took a big old jug of very hot water, poured it in one spot, and started to scrape at it. And guess what? It started to come up. My friends, I spent a week, couple hours a night, pouring blazing hot water on this tar paper and glue and sliding it up. Right now, the floor in Casa de McCann's kitchen is very pretty pine. dog story. Chuck and Prince George.
Yes, my suggestion might be if you're a newlywed and y'all like to travel, unless you have somebody to take care of the pet, it's probably not a good idea.
Well, we do have someone to look after pets. That is a thing. But also, we look forward to what when we do seldom travel. Like, we're going to go to the beach in 2 weeks. We were going to take the dog with us if we have one.
I would suggest maybe a lab mix from the pound, and maybe not a yellow, because a yellow seems to shed more.
Yeah, and the black ones think they're bean bags.
My yellow just has fur balls all through the house.
Oh, no, no. I've got enough fur. No, no more fur! It's bad enough. All right, thanks, Chuck.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Judy, real quick.
Yes, it is Judy from Colonia High. I want to ask you the advice.
Sure.
I have a roof built, re-roof after almost 20 years, and then I get this from locally, and the person who built and they're leaking to the flash and never come back to do the right thing, and I have to have I leaked right to the door right in my patio in the last 5 years. And also the shingle over the gutter that he built the gutter to. And the water, every time it rains, the water come out down to the dirt instead of go to the gutter. So I've been cheated twice the last 30 years. So I'd like you to refer me to some honest repair. I went to a rich magazine. I went to 3-4 people. They come and they don't want to do some small jobs. So
Judy, I'm going to recommend Akey's Home Improvement.
Akey?
Uh-huh.
Okay. They do repair? Because I call many if they don't want the repair.
They'll do the repairs. Just tell them you heard about it on my show.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRBA. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. Download the radio.com app. That way you can take the show wherever you go. And if you are looking for podcasts of the show, please go to WRVA.com. Just click on the home show with Richard McCann. It will take you to all the podcasts going back over a year. Hey, Paul, you said you don't use Facebook often.
Yeah, I'm on it, but I don't post much.
You know what's The crazy thing is, I have realized I get about 3 or 4 friend requests and a week, and I keep getting a friend request from like really attractive young women that have like no history. They're single. They're not in relationships. They're like in Abu Dhabi and other places across. I just don't understand how it is that that they're listening to the show and know so much about me. It just seems, I don't know. If I was a more suspicious person, I would think that this was some kind of I don't know, maybe a scam or some spam of some type. But I mean, it happens like once or twice a week. These just young women, I don't get it. Something seems a little off. If you any thoughts on your end, you know what I'm saying? About twice a week, I get a young, attractive woman that friends me on Facebook or friend request.
Oh yeah, that is like no mutual friends, like one photo.
Yeah, I just don't understand how they know about the show or about me. I mean, just
yeah.
It seems legit, you know.
Well, they must be real. To be reality.
It's Facebook.
Listen to the show.
You know, I know Zuckerberg goes out of his way to make sure nobody's trolling or spamming.
They probably just listen on the app. That's probably how they found it. They stumbled across it there on the radio.com.
You know, maybe she's one of those Russians that are trying to affect the way I do the show.
You're not colluding with Russian bots on your show, are you?
I really hope not. No, I tell you what, I get these things constantly.
I get quite a few myself.
And I delete them and report them every single time. But here's my thing. There's people out there that fall for this. Because every now and then, these type of things pop up, and there will be like friends, and there'll be like six of them, and they're all guys.
Yeah, exactly. I get on Instagram, I get people like that because I used to have my account on Instagram where you could just click follow and you would just follow me. But now I made it secure to where I have to approve it because I kept getting all these spam accounts from these, you know, I don't know what it was from, but it was the same kind of thing. Super attractive girl. Sometimes she wasn't wearing a whole lot and it was like, oh, hi, I want to meet you, that whole thing. It's like, oh, for crying out loud. Yeah.
Want to chat privately?
Right. Oh. Sends you a message along with the follow request. Uh-huh. Oh, this must be real.
Follow me on this website.
Right. Oh, here's a link to whatever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's triple X in the title of the website.
Oh, Lord. No. I'm a happily married man. I mean, besides, I don't fall for that kind of nonsense. I mean, that's how you get all kinds of really bad viruses.
Yeah, that's trouble.
My brother, who's he's a IT guy, he does not even have a Facebook page. He won't do it. I'm like, okay, man, whatever, floats your boat. But anyway, my friends, I want to thank everybody that called in to give me advice. Because this is I want to say is a big decision, not just for us. I mean, yeah, we're two people. We don't have kids. It should be a pretty easy peasy situation, shouldn't it? But for families, I want you to take a good long look at your situation. If you're thinking about getting a pet of any kind, I've seen people get some really weird pets. I know some people love birds. I don't get it. Sorry. My friends that right now, they're listening. They're like, I love my bird. I'm glad. I'm really glad. But it's not the pet for me. I know people that are into reptiles. What's wrong with you people? Just saying. Bunnies. People that get their bunnies don't realize that animal will live 12 years. And they don't really get housebroken. It's not like something you can let run around the house. I'm saying that. If you want to get a cat, I love my cats. Couple of problems there. They shed like nothing I've ever seen in my life. You know, if I go like 2 days without vacuuming the carpet, okay, three. Where she and I put our feet down in front of the sofa, underneath the coffee table, there will be these rolls of hair. Just rolls of it. I vacuumed the carpet and it half filled the container. Two cats. Not to mention, they scratch the furniture and other things. And no, I am not going to declaw my cats. I think that's cruel. There's always the chance they might get out past me. I'm never going to declaw a cat. But if you get a cat, that's something else you're going to have to deal with. Not to mention a litter box. And if you don't clean a litter box daily, my friends, when people come over, they know it. And if you're thinking about getting a dog, understand, of all the animals to get, I'd say that is the one that's the most work. You know, you just can't throw them outside. And, you know, you got to walk them. You got to get them their exercise. And are they going to get along with your other pets? Are you okay with them shedding like crazy? Are you okay with them having the occasional accident because you didn't get home? Now my brother-in-law has a pet door. His cats and dogs are outside animals, indoor, outdoor. That's cool. I can't do that. So it makes it even more for me to deal with. So that's what I'm saying. I appreciate everybody calling in. I'll let you know what happens. I am going to lean towards a rescue. Every animal in my house is a rescue. My cat's a rescue. My wife's cat's a rescue. And if you ask her, I'm a rescue. And I'm not too far from. Oh, dude, you knew me back in the day before she came along. Didn't I look like one of those critters what you expected to hear? In the eyes of an angel.
And it's funny because they always pick like the Not like the cutest dogs. They're like the ones where you're like, oh, that little guy's been through a lot. Poor little guy.
Every day, Irish talk show hosts are suffering across the country. But you can,
what can you do to help?
What can you do to help?
A little music playing behind you.
Exactly.
That could have been like your online dating profile.
Oh, yeah. That would have had people swiping right. Oh, look. Sure. Oh, yeah. He's pathetic.
Nothing like a pitiful talk show host.
Right. You know, with Sarah McLachlan
make the
playing
ladies
behind.
Line up.
Oh, let me go and save him.
But he looks like a piece of work.
Yes. And I don't think right he. And now. He doesn't look house trained, to be honest with you.
Looks right up my alley.
Exactly.
Where do I sign up?
Oh, my God. I haven't dated a loser since the last one. look, if you're going to get a pet, just be smart about it. And remember, if you do lose your pet, get another one because there's another pet looking for you. My name is Richard McCann, and we're getting out of here. That is another home show in the camp, burned to a disc and put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Paul for getting up early and pressing all the right buttons on Mr. Dennis Edwards for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. You want to email me, Richard McCann, McCann, @hotmail.com. I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon. I'm getting out of here, and I will see you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.